Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 37, Impetuses for Krishna's Service. The causeless mercy of Krishna, the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's prasad, and association with Krishna's devotees are some impetuses towards a devotee's engagement in transcendental loving service to the Lord. Krishna exhibited his causeless mercy when Krishna was present at the departure of Grandfather Bhishma. During the battle of Kurukshetra, Bhishmadeva, the grandfather of Arjuna, was lying on a bed of arrows before departing from this mortal world. And when Lord Krishna, Maharaj Yudhisthira, and the other Pandavas approached Bhishmadeva, he was very grateful to Lord Krishna, and Bhishma addressed the Brahmana military commander, Kripa Acharya, in this way: "My dear Kripa Acharya, just see the wonderful causeless mercy of Lord Krishna. I am most unfortunate. I have no qualification, and I was opposing Krishna's most intimate friend, Arjuna, and I even tried to kill Arjuna. I have so many disqualifications, and yet Lord Krishna is still so kind that he has come to see me at this last point of my life. Krishna is worshipable by all great sages, but still Krishna is so merciful that Krishna has come to see an abominable person like me. Sometimes the vibration of Lord Krishna's flute, Krishna's bugling, Krishna's smiling, Krishna's footmarks on the ground, the transcendental fragrance of Krishna's body, or the appearance of a new cloud in the sky may also become impetus for ecstatic love of Krishna. In the Vidagdha Madhava, there is the following statement: when Krishna was playing upon his flute, Baladev very anxiously declared, 'Oh, just see how, after hearing the transcendental sound of Krishna's flute, the king of heaven Indra is crying in his heavenly kingdom. And from Indra's teardrops falling on the ground, Vrindavana appears to have become a celestial residence for the demigods.' Ecstatic love for Krishna, which is known as anubhava, is symptomized by the following signs. One becomes engaged exclusively in the service of the Lord, being attentive to carry out the orders of the Lord faithfully. One becomes undisturbed and non-envious in full transcendental loving service to the Lord. And one makes friendship with the devotees of the Lord who are situated in faithful service to him. All of these symptoms are called anubhava, or ecstatic love. The first symptom of anubhava, or engagement in a particular type of service, is exemplified by Daruka, a servant of Krishna, who used to fan Krishna with a chamara, a bunch of white hairs. When Daruka was engaged in such service, Daruka was filled with ecstatic love, and the symptoms of ecstatic love became manifest in his body. But Daruka was so serious about his service that he checked all of these manifestations of ecstatic love, considering them hindrances to his engagement of service. Daruka did not care very much for these manifestations, although they automatically developed. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 86th Chapter, verse 38, there is a statement of how Shrutadeva, a Brahmana from the country called Mithila in northern India, became so overpowered with joy as soon as he saw Krishna that immediately after bowing to the Lord's lotus feet, Shrutadeva stood up and began to dance raising his two arms above his head. One of the devotees of Lord Krishna once addressed Krishna in this manner, "My dear Lord, although you are not a professional dancer, by your dancing you have so astonished us that we can understand that you are personally the master of all dancing. Certainly, you must have learned this dancing art directly from the goddess of love." When a devotee dances in ecstatic love, there are manifestations of symptoms which are called sattvika. Sattvika means that they are on the transcendental platform. They are not symptoms of material emotion, for they come from the soul proper. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 85th chapter, verse 38, Shukadeva Goswami tells Maharaja Parikshit, "Sa Indraseno Bhagavat Padambujam Vibran Muhu Prema Vibinaya Diya Uvachahananda Jalakulekshanaha Prakrishna Roma Nripa Gad Gadaksharam." After surrendering everything unto the lotus feet of Vamana Dev, Bali Maharaj immediately caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord, pressing them to his heart. And being overwhelmed with joy, Bali manifested all the symptoms of ecstatic love, with tears in his eyes and a faltering voice. In such expressions of ecstatic love, there are many other subsidiary symptoms, such as jubilation, withering, silence, disappointment, moroseness, reverence, thoughtfulness, remembrance, doubtfulness, confidence, eagerness, indifference, restlessness, impudence, shyness, inertness, illusion, madness, ghastliness, contemplation, dreaming, disease, and even signs of death. When a devotee meets Krishna, there are symptoms of jubilation, pride, and perseverance. And when one is feeling great separation from Krishna, the symptoms of ghastliness, disease, and signs of death then become prominent. It is stated in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th chapter, verses 4 and 5, Tatro panita malayo raver deepam ivadrita atmaramam purnakama nijalabhina nityada priti utfula mukha prochur harsha gadgadaya gira pitaram sarva sufidam avitaram ivar bakaha. When Lord Krishna returned from the battlefield of Kurukshetra to his home in Dwaraka, all the residents of Dwaraka began to talk with Krishna, just as a child talks lovingly to its father after the father's return from foreign countries. This is an example of jubilation. When Bahulashva, the king of Mithila, saw Krishna at his palace, Bahulashva decided to offer respects by bowing down before Krishna at least 100 times. But Bahulashva was so overcome by feelings of love that even after bowing down only once, he forgot his position and could not rise up again. In the Skanda Purana, a devotee tells Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord, just as the sun evaporates all the water on the ground by its scorching heat, so my mental state has dried away the luster of my face and body due to separation from you." This is an example of withering in ecstatic love. An expression of disappointment was made by the king of heaven Indra when he saw the sun god. "My dear sun god, your sunshine is very glorious because it reaches unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who is the master of the Yadu dynasty. I may have thousands of eyes, but they have proved to be useless, because not even for a moment are these eyes able to see the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Reverential devotion for the Lord gradually increases and transforms itself into ecstatic love, then affection, and then attachment. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 38th chapter, verse 6, Akura says, Mamadya mangalam nashtam phala vansh chaiva me bhavaha yan namasye bhagavato yogi deyangri pankajam. Because I am going to see Lord Krishna today, all symptoms of inauspiciousness have already been killed. Now my life is successful, because I shall be able to offer my respects unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Another devotee in ecstatic reverential affection once said, when will that glorious day in my life come, when it will be possible for me to go to the bank of the Yamuna and see Lord Sri Krishna playing there as a cowherder boy? When there is no diminishing of this ecstatic love, and when it is freed from all kinds of doubt, the devotee has reached the stage called steady love for Krishna. And in this stage, all expressions of unhappiness by the devotee are called anubhava, or ecstatic loving symptoms. The symptom of ecstatic affection with reverence felt by Bali Maharaj was expressed as follows. My dear Lord, you have simultaneously punished me and showed me your causeless mercy. So my conclusion is that when I have taken shelter of your lotus feet, I shall never be disturbed in any condition of life. So whether you give me the opportunity to enjoy all the yogic perfections, or you put me into the most abominable condition of hellish life, still I shall never be disturbed. Once, Krishna himself, after seeing Bali Maharaj, told Uddhava, O my dear friend, how can I express the glorious characteristics of Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochana? Although the king of the demigods was cursed by this son of Virochana, and although I cheated Bali in my incarnation as Vamanadeva by taking away his dominions throughout the whole universe, and although I still criticize Bali for not fulfilling his promise, I have just now seen Bali in his kingdom, and Bali feelingly expressed his love for me. When such a feeling of love becomes intensified, it is called affection. And in that affectional stage, one cannot bear separation from Krishna even for a moment. One devotee told Daruka, the servant of Krishna, my dear Daruka, when you become like wood because of your separation from Krishna, it is not so wonderful, for whenever any devotee sees Krishna, his or her eyes become filled with water, and in separation, any devotee like you would become stunned, standing just like a wooden doll. So this is not a very wonderful thing. There is a statement about Uddhava's symptoms of love. When Uddhava saw Lord Krishna, his eyes filled with tears and created a river which flowed down towards the sea of Krishna to offer tribute, just as a wife offers tribute to her husband. And when Uddhava's body erupted with goose pimples, Uddhava appeared like the Kadamba flower. And when Uddhava began to offer prayers, Uddhava appeared completely distinct from all other devotees. When affection is symptomized by direct happiness and distress, it is called attraction. In such an attracted state of ecstatic love, one can face all kinds of disadvantages calmly. For even at the risk of death, such a devotee is never bereft of the transcendental loving service of the Lord. A glorious example of this ecstatic love was exhibited by King Parikshit when he was at the point of death. Although Parikshit was bereft of his entire kingdom, which spread all over the world, and although Parikshit was accepting not even a drop of water in the 7 days remaining to him, because Parikshit was engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord from Shukadeva Goswami, he was not in the least distressed. On the contrary, Parikshit was feeling direct transcendental ecstatic joy in association with Shukadeva Goswami. One devotee has confidently expressed this opinion: if a drop of Lord Krishna's mercy can be bestowed upon me, then I shall feel completely carefree, even in the midst of a fire or an ocean. But if I become bereft of Krishna's causeless mercy, then even if I became the king of Dwaraka, still I would be simply an object for pinpricks. Devotees such as Maharaja Parikshit and Uddhava are all situated in ecstatic attraction on the basis of affection, and in that state of affection, a feeling of friendship becomes manifest. When Uddhava was freed from all material contamination, Uddhava saw Krishna, and Uddhava's throat became choked up, and Uddhava could not even speak. By the movements of Uddhava's eyebrows alone, Uddhava was embracing Lord Krishna. Such ecstatic love has been divided by great scholars into two groups, namely addition and subtraction. If a devotee is not directly associated with the Lord, it is called subtraction. And in this state of love, one is constantly fixed with his or her mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. In this state, a devotee becomes very eager to learn of the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And the most important business of such a devotee is attaining the association of the Lord. In the Nrisimha Purana, there is a statement about King Ikshvaku which illustrates this state of ecstatic love. Because of his great affection for Krishna, King Ikshvaku became greatly attached to the black cloud, the black deer, the deer's black eyes, and the lotus flower, which is always compared to the eyes of the Lord. In the 10th canto, 38th chapter, verse 10 of the Bhagavatam, Akrura thinks like this: Api adya Vishnor manujatvam iyusho Bharavataraya bhuvo nijechchaya Lavanya dhamno bhavito palambhanang Mahyang nasyat phalam anjasa drishaha. Since the Lord has now appeared in order to diminish the great burden of the world and is now visible to everyone's eyes in his personal transcendental body, when we see Krishna before us, is that not the ultimate perfection of our eyes? In other words, Akrura realized that the perfection of the eyes is fulfilled when one is able to see Lord Krishna. Therefore, when Lord Krishna was visible on this earth by direct appearance, everyone who saw Krishna surely attained perfection of sight. In the Krishna Karnamrita written by Bilva Mangala Thakur, there is this expression of eagerness in ecstatic love: How miserable it is, my dear Krishna, O friend of the hopeless! O merciful Lord, how can I pass these thankless days without seeing you? And a similar sentiment was expressed by Uddhava when he wrote a letter to Krishna, my dear Supreme King of Braja, you are the vision of nectar for the eyes, and without seeing your lotus feet and the effulgence of your body, my mind is always morose. I cannot perceive any peace under any circumstance. And besides that, I am feeling every moment separation to be like the duration of many, many long years. In the Krishna Karnamrita it is also said, my dear Lord, you are the ocean of mercy. With my arms placed upon my head, I am bowing down before you with all humility and sincerity. I am praying unto you, my Lord, would you be pleased just to sprinkle a little of the water of your glance upon me? Oh, that will be a great satisfaction. A devotee of Lord Krishna once said, when even Lord Shiva, who is known as Shashi Shekhara, is unable to see you, then what chance is there for me, who am lower than an ordinary worm? For I have only committed misdeeds, and I know that I am not at all fit to offer my prayers to you. But because you are known as Dina Bandhu, the friend of the fallen, I humbly pray that you will kindly purify me by the beams of your transcendental glance. And if I become thoroughly bathed by your merciful glance, then only shall I be saved. Therefore, my Lord, I am requesting you to please bestow upon me your merciful glance. Thus ends chapter 37 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Impetuses for Krishna's Service, recorded April 4th, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.